Welcome to The Grey Door. And now, for our story. The debt. Mark didn't notice at first. He just felt better. The low, persistent ache in his knee from an old college football injury was gone. On the third day, he caught his reflection while brushing his teeth and stopped. The faint lines around his eyes had softened. He looked younger. He wrote it off as good sleep. On the fourth day, he found a gray hair on his pillow, then another. He plucked them, a superstitious dread coiling in his gut. He wasn't going gray. He was losing it. He checked his driver's license. The man in the picture, taken 6 months ago, looked tired. He was 37. But when he looked in the mirror, he knew, with a certainty that chilled him, that he was 33. The next morning, he was 32. From then on, it was a countdown. Each day, he woke knowing exactly how old he was. The number came instantly, a terrible instinct. On the sixth day, he started a notepad beside the bed. Day 6, 31. The ache in his back vanished. Day 7, 30. His favorite jacket fit the way it had in college. Day 8, 29. His beard grew patchier, softer. Day 9, 28. Coworkers joked about his glow-up. Day 10, 27. He laughed, but his laugh sounded wrong, too young. On day 11, when he was 26, someone finally asked. A coworker caught him staring at his reflection. You okay, man? Yeah. Just thinking. The man chuckled. How old are you again? Mark answered without hesitation. 26. The silence was instant and heavy. The coworker frowned. You mean 30-something, right? Mark froze. He knew he was 26. The certainty pulsed in his chest, but the math screamed something else. No, he whispered. I'm 37. He tried to stay awake after that. Coffee, energy drinks, loud music. But the debt of sleep is one the body always collects. He would jolt awake and know he had fallen further back. 22. His wife, Sarah, whispered one morning, her voice trembling as she touched his impossibly smooth cheek. Mark, you look like you did the day we met. The memories started to slip next. His wedding day felt like an old video. The memory of holding his newborn daughter was there. But the emotion was gone, replaced by a nervous kid's fear. 19. He stared at Sarah, seeing an older woman he recognized but no longer remembered how to love. The last entry in his journal is scrawled in uneven, youthful handwriting. I know I'm getting younger. I don't want to sleep. Every time I wake up, I forget more. I'm 19 today. I don't want to go back. I can't go to sleep again. The final report notes that a woman named Sarah brought her husband to the emergency room. He was nonverbal, curled in a fetal position, staring with the wide, uncomprehending eyes of a toddler at a world he was no longer old enough to understand. The nurse in charge gave him a sedative so he could sleep. The end. You have been listening to The Grey Door. Thank you for listening.